Columbia County, we are trying hard to build out in our county, and yet only 4% of the county was eligible for the state money. So what we did here is we held a meeting, and we brought in experts of a federal program called E-Rate. E-Rate is a subsidy program for schools and libraries and public safety entities.
Right.
And so, and myself and
that's been around for a while.
Yes, yeah. But we've actually improved it. Jared Polis and I, he's a Democratic member from Colorado. We wrote to the FCC, very pleased. Again, Mr. Wheeler has been pretty responsive. When I've written to him, I've always get a response, and he always listens and thinks through. And so he actually changed the rules for E-Rate, and now we can actually get a better reimbursement here. And so that's a strategy that we're going to use to build out the backbone, if you will, for Columbia County.
And is it going to be stringing copper wires or going to be over the air?
No, it's fiber.
It's fiber. So it's still one technology that we're looking at, not a mix of technologies?
We're doing with E-Rate is fiber. But, you know, when you're in the marketplace, there is variegation. Because a lot of our constituents here in Columbia County, of course, have Fairpoint. Fairpoint is going over copper wire, the DSL, and those that some have Time Warner, and they do have the fiber in some cases. And then, of course, Verizon has lately been moving to the 4G. They've been going to the wireless. So it is variegated in the marketplace, but as far as what the federal program, we're still trying to lay out fiber. I believe that when you look at all factors, including how temperamental that DSL is, and even 4G can be, particularly given some of our August days and what it looks like with bringing thunderstorms on and everything else. And we have benefited. If you look at Columbia County, I mean, the things that we are generally really strong at are agriculture and tourism. And what we also have seen is we've seen a growth. Look, we're talking in Hudson here, and you look at Warren Street, and you see how much antiques have made a comeback. And so we have a fair number of folks who have moved up here, at least part-time, from New York City. And this is an issue. We can actually get more growth in the county, and the growth that the kind that we like, more investment in the county, if we can get more broadband.